I've had businesses since I was a child. My very first business was selling candy in like sixth grade on the playground. I raised enough money to pay for my trip to go to New York. In high school, I had a business where I styled hair on the side for all the friends and guys at school. And so this is my first consumer product business, Moisture Love. So Moisture Love is a curated collection of products that's designed for women with highly textured hair that need a higher degree of moisturization. I'm a Georgia Tech engineer. I've worked for a number of different consumer product companies. I use my engineering and my industry experience to create my own proprietary blend, Hydralure technology, which infuses hydration into the hair on a cellular level from the shampoo and conditioner all the way to the styling and the finishing. I'm very passionate about my business because in 2009 I was laid off unexpectedly, and it was very challenging for my family to get back on track. And when I had my first child, I still had to work in order to balance out the finances in our house. And I decided at that point that my daughters would never have to make the decisions that I made having to work with a young baby at home. So I really want to leave behind something for them, a trust fund, a business, something such that they can, you know, live their life passionately and not have to make decisions based on, you know, how we're going to eat today or pay the bills. Oh, some of the advantages of being a female entrepreneur is that people are excited to rally behind you. Historically, our mothers and grandmothers weren't entrepreneurs. And so with this generation or day and age, people are excited to see women doing things that they weren't able to do. So they look for opportunities to support you. It's nice that my children get to see me do something out of the norm. And so they're inspired to do new things. My five-year-old has already had her first business already this summer. She sold lemonade. And so she's now working on her next business. So she's very excited. So there's multiple things, but I think it's the rally and support that you get as a woman. Because you're a woman, sometimes people don't take you as seriously or assume that maybe, you know, you may not know what you're doing, or they question or they challenge your intellect a little bit more often than I would assume that it would be for a man. Atlanta is absolutely a great place to do business. I love being here. We're central to anywhere in the world. We have so many conferences here. We have so many business organizations. We have so many resources here. And then customers here are great. They have a nice source of income. They like to shop. They spend money. So Atlanta is absolutely a great place to do business.